Are you good? Is your lips parched? You good?
I think so.
Okay, so we ain't gonna waste no time. A couple days ago on Instagram, now somebody sent me a story regarding mental health being related to pedophilia, mm-hmm. whatever the proper term is. And do I think mental health is an excuse for pedophiles? Now, before I dive into what she had to say, and before we kind of dive into how Ben said, we probably going to sound wrong, but right at the same time. But I'm going to play the news clip because she sent me the clip of a middle school teacher, a woman who was arrested and fired for, I think, having an inappropriate relationship with, I believe it was two other girls. But let's dive into what they had to say.
Ooh, spicy.
This is from KPRC Houston.
Legal troubles tonight. Destiny Hillsman is accused of having an inappropriate relationship with two female students. Andy Sirota has been digging through court papers all day, and he's live in our newsroom with what he's uncovered. Andy?
Daniela, Destiny Hillsman is no longer working at HISD's Holland Middle School. The 25-year-old educator is accused of having an inappropriate relationship with two girls, a 13 and 14-year-old. According to court papers, Hillsman kissed and texted both girls, telling the 14-year-old at one point that she was her soulmate. In her statements to police, Hillsman also telling investigators that she professed her love to the 13-year-old and bought her a ring so they could have matching ones, telling her in a text message, quote, "I'm always with you forever." Also, according to court papers, Hillsman believed the 13-year-old was, quote, her person, and that if anyone ever found out about the two of them, she would look bad because she's an adult and the 13-year-old is a child.
Yeah, you
court papers also state that she sent the 14-year-old a text that read, quote, "You're a good kisser. Your kisses are passionate. And I honestly don't get that a lot." Mm-hmm. Another read, "I want you to chase me because you want to, not because I want you to."
That's wild.
Hillsman was...
Okay, we're going to stop and we're going to boo. I'm sorry, that's nasty. That's nasty. And again, now, this was a grown woman. You don't got no kids, but imagine you got a daughter.
Right.
And like, see, we only think that it's the men, but see,
it'd be women.
It's the woman that's doing it
but
too.
But see, they romanticize it and make it look pretty. Usually with white women, you know, Lifetime movies, Hulu shows, you know, the sexy hot teacher who, but she's a black woman, not as quote unquote, let me not be the judge.
Judge her. We gonna judge her.
Brand new LCP.
Like, you know, she's not America's Next Top Model. You know what I'm saying? She's not getting a movie. She's not getting a movie deal.
Wait, hold on. Wait. So are you saying in relation to this lady, so because she's not like the universal look of appealing?
Yes. Like,
does that matter? That plays a part?
Yeah, they're going to shame her. They're going to drag her, however, her actions.
She's like, fat. She's sloppy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I will say, clearly that type of communication is inappropriate. And number two, as far as mental health is concerned, like based on the text message, even if you were like telling that to a person your age, it kind of sounds like there are some insecurities with her.
Yeah.
Now,
you're my person.
You're 13,
but you're my person.
And I've never been kissed like this.
But that's a lie, though.
Like,
that's
clearly,
we
that's
know
a
that's
lot.
A lie.
Like, but I mean, some
no,
people...
no, because when folks is horny, they say, "I've never done this for you in my life. You're my person." Like, that's something she said that in the moment.
Right.
She was horny. "You're my person." Or she probably wanted the girl to send her a nude. "You're my person." You know, you got to finesse it.
You know, and we talk about fetishes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps it's more of a like wanting to like dominate or be in control or sort of doing this weird.
And we know you can do that. Those mind games.
Yeah, the mind games.
Especially when it's a teenager.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's still weird to chase after like a child who's, it's not even, okay, I don't know, I'm probably going to get canceled, that's fine. It's not even the fact that they're 13. It's like, they probably even know how to wipe themselves good. Like, they probably have a good hygiene.
So now when you were 13,
right,
did you have good hygiene? Did you know how to wipe yourself properly? Like, did your mom or your daddy teach you?
My mama taught me, but then you be in the locker room and you smell
You smell the fish.
Yeah,
you smell the fish.
And so I remember going to my mom. I'm like, "Mom, like, I feel like, you know, pH off." I mean, this is the word I know now. And she told me what to do. So, but you think about, that's how, that school, that's in Houston, that's in the hood.
Yeah.
You know, this ain't no
they in the
upper
ghetto,
middle class, high class school. And so a lot of poor people unfortunately don't know how to educate or have a conversation with their children. And of course we're not like,
stinky shaming, whatever you want to call it.
Children, but I'm just saying, like, as an adult, working in that type of an environment, one, you shouldn't even be fooling with these little kids, and number two, they again, they probably dirt. Yeah. Like, it's just nasty.
No, because I don't want to censor on them being dirty.
Okay, bleep that part out.
No, because okay, we're gonna do the late because even if they was clean,
it's not right.
It don't matter. Yeah, so let's not say it's cool if they're clean.
No, but my thing is mentally.
Okay.
So if you gonna fool with somebody,
yeah,
I will hope that maybe they're mature, right? Maybe there's something else, because sometimes people, they're not even necessarily trying to groom the kid to like act on them.
First of all, make sure that they're over 18.
18, all right. That's a legal age. That's a legal age. You know, because an adult can be 18 and date a 17. All right, whatever. But what I'm saying is that, let's say it wasn't anything sexual or, well, she was kissing her, but let's remove that. Maybe she didn't have any friends and...
Get your fat ass outside and go make some friends.
And the kids, you know, was able to relate to her. I mean, when I was 13, 14, 15, I was able to hold conversation with adults. I was able to communicate with them. I couldn't call them my friend. That would be a
little... Yeah, but if you're a grown-ass woman, I want to kiss them 13-year-old lips.
That's nasty.
Now, hold on. Now, again, somebody sent this and they said, I know you probably covered this, but can you do an episode on how mental illness does not make you want to sleep with middle school kids? The person that made... Well, the person... Well, in the clip, which is her, watch, she said that the person is wicked. So I want to dive into... I want to listen to what she had to say about her opinion. Of course, we're going to come back, dive into some more. So this is what she had to say.
Okay.
John, I don't believe mental illness causes someone to make them want to sleep with minors, especially a child. Especially if you're a teacher, you go to school to learn about kids' psychology, so you know that kids are very vulnerable when they trust you. So why would you break that trust and try to sleep with them? You can't find someone your own age.
No.
Mental illness has nothing to do with manipulating children and using their vulnerabilities to prey upon them and to sleep with them. It's very wicked, and it shows someone how they're desperate and wicked.
Hold on.
I agree.
Okay, so I'm going to clap it up first. Now, the only issue I have with what she said is that I do believe that mental health plays a part in some
of it.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say that mental health does not, because it does.
It absolutely plays a part.
It does. 1,000%.
And it is, and I don't know the baby name, but it is definitely demonic. You know, I definitely believe in the spiritual world, and people are possessed, and they do some things that if they were in their quote unquote right mind, they would not do. And so I think it's still fair. That's why in the courts of law, people have sanity commissions. They are checked out for competency because no, like as she referenced, like if you're a mature adult, you're typically not going to, you know, tip the boat, but clearly, we see this situation is with a woman, but oftentimes there's a lot of men who are looking at these, you know, young girls and women in particular. We mature, we have titties, and I ain't had no ass, but some girls are thick and stuff like that. And sometimes you can't discern how old they are. You know, so.
And then sometimes you ask them and they say, you know, how old are you? I'm 19. But they look, but they really 15.
Right. And if you, but I guess she's talking in terms of like people at the actual school.
Yeah.
And not every teacher takes child psychology. Like,
I mean, but as a grown ass adult, I don't give a hell if you don't take psychology. This person is 13.
Right.
Go to school, work your job, try to make a difference, and take your black ass home.
No, man, people be having all time. I mean, everybody has these weird skeletons in their closet.
They really do. And some skeletons are bigger than other people.
Some skeletons are bigger than others. And it's just like, I don't know, because people going to think
we're going to go ahead. We're going to try to skate out.
Yeah.
We're going to skate to something more ghetto and ratchet to where we can kind of.
Because, you know, I'm never going to just like, nothing is ever black and white.
It ain't black and white, but I try to, you know.
Yeah, we ain't trying to get
I found the video. Now, somebody sent me a video, you know, and first of all, I'm going to play the video.
Okay.
And I want to know what you think. It's about a guy, and, you know, I guess he was expressing the fact that he got 7 kids and 7 baby mamas.
Nick Cannon.
No, not Nick. I think Nick got about 13.
Oh, that's right.
And he was saying that he ain't gonna do shit for none of them kids because he told all their baby mamas, don't have them kids. The fact that you had those kids,
yeah,
you had those kids even after I said don't have them. So but now, bitch, you're on your own. So now, listen to what he had to say first. And because, of course, you as a woman, I would love to know your opinion. So this is what he had to say about them little seven little nappy-headed kids.
See, I'm happy it was you, not me.
So don't expect me to be responsible financially, emotional, spiritually, mentally, or physically with some kids I do not want.
Can't.
And I don't give a fuck what nobody think about it. You're not going to force children up on me. Yeah, we both made the decision to lay down and have intercourse. Mm-hmm. We both was irresponsible about the decisions we made that night. Yeah, I could have pulled out, but I didn't. And I ain't care to pull out because I'm not the one that's going to have to carry a baby for 9 months. It's the woman. In my opinion, women should be more careful on who they sleep with. Mm. Because you're going to be like, one of my baby mamas trying to find me so I can financially support a kid I didn't told her or them I did not want. Another thing is, these just jump offs. These the type of women that I ain't even had to do nothing for. The bare minimum, but they gave me access to their body and they think I want to be a father to a child for one of them.
So what does that say about him? Wait. So if you want to talk about wicked,
yeah,
that's wicked. That's demonic.
Hold, now, which part?
I think, let me say this, on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But even more so, you're on social media and you're projecting like bad behavior. I'm just using this example. And you're going to say, okay, you decide to sleep with a woman who you, like, okay, you're not doing anything for him. She availed her body to you, but you're also planting your seed inside of it. Like, you're producing your DNA
100%
with this woman.
Yeah.
But then you're gonna say like, oh, why would I want a baby with some, why? It's like his logic is, it sounds stupid because he's trying to badmouth these women, but he's also making himself look stupid. But I know there's a double standard.
There's a double standard to where, yes, because of course everything he's saying, he looks stupid.
Right.
But now, like the conversation we had off air, it's mm-hmm. just like when it comes to like men and women having their whole phase,
right,
the woman is always going to lose because she has to hold the baggage.
Right.
The person that's left holding the suitcase, the luggage,
right,
automatically loses because the guy gets to walk away swinging his arms.
Right.
Because, and like I said, because you're right. Like, that is trash.
Because it's like, and then there's this whole moral standpoint of like abortion and, you know, should you abort, should you not abort? And it's just like,
And that's why you always hear me talk about the preparation, the part before the sex even happens.
Yeah.
Because you, yes, it would be nice if a guy, if he respects you, mm-hmm. if he cares about you, but we live on Earth. This ain't the Disney Channel.
Right.
On Earth, you gonna get this.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you gonna get this.
Yeah.
So yes, you have to use your own discernment, your own, you know, mental space to actually know what. Not really. I don't think this guy's serious.
Right.
So because I don't give a damn if you're on birth control, you use condoms. Anytime you lay down with somebody, you are just
accepting
the risk of STDs or sex.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Every time you have sex with somebody, you can meet them tonight. When you lay down, you are accepting. Now, you don't got to accept it verbally.
Right.
You are accepting that those risks.
Physical manifestation.
Exactly. I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. A lot of what he said was trash. But
it's true.
It's true.
It's true.
The woman is left holding the baby. And that's why all the time I spend so much time talking about preparation, being smart. And sometimes women, oh my God, you're hating. I'm like, how am I hating
right.
when I'm telling you?
You're just trying to,
I'm
like,
telling you what's going
awareness.
To happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know my dad.
Right.
A lot of men, women I know don't know their dads. And right. the women are left holding the bag.
Yeah.
Single mom, two kids, three kids. And the guy left, started a whole nother family 20 years later when he was ready.
I mean,
you gotta be smart. You gotta be mindful.
I just wonder, like, did he? I mean, it's seven kids. It's not a lot, but it's a lot. This is what I mean.
That's a lot of kids. I'm sorry.
Let me say this: like, if he was on baby mama number four,
mm-hmm.
or I'm sorry, five, and I wonder if he disclosed this. Like, it doesn't even matter. No, I'm not even gonna wear my brain.
No,
out
but
with this.
But I'm saying it don't matter if he disclosed it. Like because look,
like I wonder if he told them. I am not, I got kids, I don't take care of them. Like, I wonder if he said all
see,
that.
But see,
because
see, and that's
can matter.
But that's the issue for me. That's the issue for me because, yes, Yeah, he should have. But nobody's always going to tell you nothing. That's why you got to sit back. And like, that's why I tell people all the time, don't rush. Right. You got to take the time. I know these days people don't talk. You got to ask questions, mm-hmm. the tough questions. Like, you can use your own judgment.
Yeah.
Nobody going to tell you everything. Mm-hmm. So when I know that met men and the man got a whole wife at home, but oh, I was dating him for a year and a half. How you didn't know he had a wife at home and he was leaving you, going home with his wife? Because, like, I'm trying to pick my words wisely here. Because, like, this type of conversation, I get annoyed because if you date somebody for a year and a half mm-hmm. and you don't know he got a wife and kids at home.
You're just being delusional.
Yeah, nobody's going to tell you everything.
Yeah, and you're just not accepting reality. Because you always just, like, you know, not being guilty of, like, giving people the benefit of the doubt. Like, oh, okay, no.
And I told you, you
then
can't
do that.
They
had a whole little situation on the side. Like, what the fuck? So it happens.
I always tell you that you can't expect somebody to tell you to, like, because I know people say, yeah, you know, when I start, I'm going to trust you until you give me reason not to. No.
Yeah.
You starting behind the curve already.
Yeah.
Like, when you trust until you give me reason not to, opening the door to bullshit.
Yeah.
Because now everything he say, you're going to believe because you trust them until you give me reason not to. So no, with me, you start at zero.
Yeah.
And then as you work your way up, you know, through the course of me actually seeing how you act, you know, just seeing how you just behave and just everything, then you go up to 10, 15, but you never going to start at 100 with me. Because then 100% I trust you. I can tell you anything for however long until you find that I'm lying.
Yeah.
So no, we're not doing that. That's what I mean. But what's your final, you know, what's your final thoughts on seven baby mamas, seven baby daddies, and I ain't gonna care for none of them kids? That's what he said. He said, fuck them kids. He said, fuck. He said, I told you I ain't want them kids.
I'm just.
Kiss my ass.
You know, most niggas, I'm sorry, most men.
You can say niggas. No, we're gonna put the explicit logo.
Most of them just don't do it, right?
What do you mean, don't do what?
They just don't be involved, right? Mm. But it's like, for you to really make, like, put on your monkey suit and then get on.
Who the monkey? My man the monkey?
Yeah. It's just like, you look, it's just, actually, it breaks my heart. Mm. No, like, seriously. It breaks my heart because.
I got to add the sad instrumental next time to kind of put the.
No, because, like, we could be so much better if we had community, if we had active dads. Like, this is your seed walking around. You're not in prison. You know what I'm saying? You're not dead. The least you can do is try the bitter. Nigga, I don't care if you got to spread it out over the year. Okay, 1 month, I'm a spend, you know, 2 weeks. If you want to be a shitty dad, be a shitty dad. But at least make yourself a parent, you know, a peer in their life. Because then these kids, I mean, we do know a lot of men who don't have their fathers, they end up, you know, doing amazing things. And they end up becoming amazing fathers. We know that.
Pat myself on the back, but absolutely. I'm listening.
But imagine how much, like, more powerful, like, you would have been had you had, like, a positive father figure in your life. Even if he saw you 2 days out the week and he's just speaking life into you, calling you a king, and they, like, you're worthy, and, you know, daddy don't have it, but I just want you to know, like, you're capable of doing X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it's not even about, like, the financials that you can provide, but just showing time and love. Like, that's sometimes that's all you need, and it's gonna get watered along the way. So the fact that you just come in, you were reckless, and you continuously do that, and you're just being dismissive of all your kids, and not now one of them, what type of just individual human being are you? You don't got one favorite out of seven of them?
He said, fuck all them kids.
Because usually sometimes you'd be like, you know, damn, I didn't dip myself in a little side piece. You know, she got pregnant.
I mean, but can you have a favorite? He said, I didn't want none of them.
Shit, I don't want no kid. But, you know, I ain't pregnant either. I never got pregnant either.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, it's like you continuously impregnate. Like, you going into women raw. And like, to me, it's like you're purposely impregnating them because you not like.
But you can't take away blame from the other side, though.
Clearly,
you can't take away blame from the side if they wasn't raped.
No, yeah. I'm not taking blame away.
They grabbed
from the
it
other
and
side.
They put his raw penis on in there. So we gotta be fair.
He's a menace to society. He need to be in prison. You know, I I'm quick to want somebody outside.
Yeah,
of prison.
Wait.
You know, I'm quick to try to get somebody out. But
wait, okay, so like. So no, before we get up, like
jail.
Before we get up this, let's make an example. Okay. So let's say, for example.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I got something to say.
Say it. Come on.
I have a great friend. A great friend of mine. I'm not going to shout him out. But my boy, he got Shem, eight kid. He got an eight mm-hmm. kid on the way.
Let's call him Leon. Leon. Leon got eight kids. Okay.
My boy Leon. Mm-hmm. You know. What's saying, Leon? I know you know. Anyway. So homie got eight kids. Now, you know, I ain't about to give all the specifics, but when I tell you he makes time and effort to spend, baby, he'll get like a, you got like what, Suburbans mm-hmm. or something like that.
Them
kids,
truck?
Bro, them kids be packed in there, but he is intentional about spending time mm. with his kids, you know.
Let's clap it up for young Lily.
But you be like, bro, like, you know, you don't need no more kids, mm-hmm. my nigga. You know, I love you. You don't mm. need no more kids. And he won't marry all of the women, you know.
But like I said, high chances. I mean, but like I said, because you're right. But like, I never want to take away from the fact that, you know, for everybody who's giving, it's somebody receiving. Yeah. So like, let's not forget that part. Because like I said, like if I leave the store, or if I'm going to my car, I left the supermarket and somebody give me money. Yeah. Am I wrong for taking it?
No. But
if you don't want me to have the money, don't give it out to me.
So, okay. So let me ask you something.
Yeah, please. And be raw, be blunt.
Okay. So you were saying, like, I think you keep going back to the women, right?
And no, so, I'm trying to make sure that they're not left out.
Yeah. And so I'm more so curious to know, is he telling them, well, he said he's not even doing much to have sex with them.
Which means that the sex is happening fast.
It's happening fast.
Yes.
Unprotected.
Yes.
With a stranger.
Yes.
And you're getting pregnant.
Yes. And when somebody's giving, there's somebody's receiving. That's why I'm saying I don't want that part to be left out. I'm doing the bare meat. I'm buying these holes of Mickey D's or anything like that, and it's coming off. So which means that the ladies aren't even taking the time to actually get to know who he is first.
You meet me. Got a good job.
Yeah, you meet me. All you know is my name. You know nothing about my character.
He a bum. He don't probably ain't got no damn job, because if he has seven kids, child support officers, they coming after him in his paycheck. So I don't know how he's finessing.
But in conclusion, like I said, stories like this, no, it's why I always say you got to be mindful of who you sleep with. Because I speak about this all the time, where I see somebody, they meet a guy Monday, and by Wednesday, he all over their page. And I'm like, do you know him yet? Do you know him?
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Go to church.
No, like how people say love bomb. You know, it's where you meet somebody and they just do all the super sweet, loving things in the honeymoon phase. And now if you're not used to that, mind automatically
you
goes.
In love.
Yeah, your mind goes to, oh, this is my hit. This is my man.
Husband.
And then you end up wanting, well, probably his eighth baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say you got to be mindful. You got to be aware. You got to be alert. Because over here, you know, we try to give the best advice. Sometimes it's not received well. But you know, when you tune into the
Daniel LCP,
we try to do our best to spread awareness. Now, another topic that was on my mind. But now, going back to social media.
Yeah.
So we talk about it all. Off mic, where somebody meet a guy, lady meet a guy, and he's all over their Instagram account, Snapchat, because, you know, it's the honeymoon stage, it's loving, it's sweet.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they post all this shit when it's happy, when it's great.
Boy, they delete every goddamn. Yes. He'd be like,
but that's my issue, because when they delete it, they never tell us what happened.
Right.
It's like don't show me a 3-hour movie and now at the end then the screen go black. No. What happened?
Or and then like they delete all the pictures and then all of a sudden like they back together again. So I'm just like, I wouldn't even want to tell people at this point. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sorry, what's your question?
No, and I'm saying, like, that's the issue I've had, because like, I don't post nothing online. Because I'm the person, even said with, I remember 2 years ago, and I mentioned it before, where somebody asked, well, do you love your mama? I never seen you post your mama. And I'm like, I text my mama.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have my mama phone number.
Right.
Like, not posting somebody don't mean you don't love them.
Right.
But now, you know, everything is just so entrenched in social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it was my mom birthday, my sister birthday, I called him. I text him.
Yeah.
I don't got to make a long post and tag you on Instagram to show that it's real.
Yeah. And I mean, for me personally, I think probably when I was in college, I may have posted like, and it wouldn't even be no.
Oh, you was going overboard.
I'm trying to see if we even had a. I'm 27. We had a picture together on Instagram. Yeah, and it probably was my mama who posted the picture. It wasn't me. Like, I'm, like, not the one to be overly displayed unless it's something, like, random. But it's not no, you know, people want to display all the romantic stuff. It probably was very, like, probably a neutral situation.
It makes me cringe. It makes me cringe. I hate it. I don't like it. Because, like I said, people do that, and we know no couple's perfect. So now when it's an argument, when it's, like, down times... Like, if you're not going to post good and the bad, just don't just post the good.
Yeah, and I think I may have posted one picture publicly of my ex-boy. Like, and it was probably some other people in the background. Like, it was real low-key. So, I mean, to each his own, but...
I mean, hold on. Now, again, I got a voicemail from this. Now, somebody said, I'm going to send it a voice message because I feel like I did this in the past to a certain extent.
Okay.
So let's see what she had to say. Hopefully it play. Let's see what she had to say.
I could speak more on my last relationship. You know, of course, you want to always share the good moments. You want to show the world you're happy. You want to show the world how you're being loved or whatever. But in my situation, we also share a son together. So in the process of the breakup, you know, I didn't want to announce to the world this is what was going on. I didn't want to throw out our dirty laundry, regardless of what, because we share kids together. You know, at the end of the day, I still got to deal with this person, have this person in my life and my kids' life. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, you know, you don't want to show that ugly part of certain things. You know, it's okay to post, you know, I'm feeling down today or I don't want to get out of bed today because we're going through our process. But as for me, that's why I wouldn't post none of the negativity or what happened or dog the other person. That was still a person I shared X amount.
Now, hold on. I'm going to pause because it's a whole other part to the message. But now, see, like, I'm not saying post what happened. Hey, we broke up because no, I'm not saying that. But, like, don't, like, post memes and, like, kind of, because on the memes, you could kind of pick up on, like, the narrative in relation to what happened in relation to, okay, like, because you know how the memes be. Mm-hmm. If a man don't appreciate, if a man step out on you, then mm-hmm. So you could kind of pick up, okay, so you're saying it's his fault. So, like, folks can read in between the lines and can pick up on what you post and how you're posting.
No, I do get annoyed. I do get annoyed at those, like, subliminal messages. However, I am a fan.
Because that's what they are.
I am a fan of married people who's been through some shit. And then, you know, and of course, if they're married, nine times out of, it depends on the class of married people, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to say that. But, you know, middle class, upper class, you know, married folk, I feel like if they're going through a patch, you probably won't see them delete the pictures of their significant other, but you'll just start seeing more pictures of them by themselves, mm-hmm. right? And in some kind of way, you know, a couple of months, 10 months down the line, you'll start seeing them back together. But what would be nice is if they can give a testimony as to what, you know, not like sharing all their business, but sometimes if you're sharing your downfalls, it can be like freeing mm-hmm. to, you know, a young couple.
Folks that's going through it.
Yeah, another couple who's going through something. It's just like, bro, share in the testimony mm-hmm. now that you guys are in a really good place. Like, how did you guys overcome? Like, what was the root of the issue and how did you guys get through it? Because so many people are willing to give up, like, once they, you know, go
through a bump in the road or something like that.
And it's just like, you know, you can sense, you know, even though you're not supposed to look at social media as real life, but if you constantly posting some stuff with your husband, and I'm only speaking of people who are in, like, long-term committed relationships, you know, you're posting something and all of a sudden, like, you just decided, you didn't just decide overnight that I ain't gonna post my business no more. Something happened.
Yeah.
And so I'm more so curious to know, like, what happened and how did you guys overcome? Not that I'm trying to be in your business, but I love a good testimony. You know me. I love a good testimony. Yeah,
you do. You definitely do. No. Because something else, like, oftentimes when problems happen, it's not something that just happened on a Monday night. Oftentimes it's the gradual buildup.
Right.
You're giving us the bullshit to the buildup. Because oftentimes when couples break up, like, she ain't just come home Monday night, things just plateau.
Right.
It's a gradual buildup oftentimes of that until you get to that plateau.
Mm-hmm.
But up until that plateau, and now you decide to finally have the backbone, the strength to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the, like, I forgot the couple, but, like, they was always posting great pictures, amazing, lovey. And then they broke up and she said, yeah, for the last 2 years, I wasn't happy. And I'm like, But for the last 2 years.
So the fooled us, huh?
Yeah, you was fooling us for 2 years. Yeah. And I wish I knew the couple talk because it's a celebrity couple.
Yeah, and so that's what I don't like. So I don't like them. Yeah. Like, I don't like fake happiness. Mm-hmm. And but again, people make, I keep forgetting this is also a business. People do make money.
It's a business. Will and Jada, like, it's a business. Yeah. It's a business.
Posting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shit. And how many likes they get. Yeah. And so
LeBron, they Savannah, can take the Russell, picture Sierra.
Even a pastor, Pastor Mike Todd, mm-hmm. I remember I was watching something and he had showed a picture of him and his wife, you know, beautiful picture. And they did a conference of like, it was like a relationship conference. Mm. And what he shared was like, you know, y'all see this picture and it looks great. But my wife told me that night, you know, like she couldn't stand me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they had to, after he just finished preaching about, you know, love and marriage and like fighting, I mean, working through, you know, like these hiccups, is like, him and his wife was, you know, at war with each other. But from the outside,
that's how it be. Behind closed doors, that's when the fight happens. That's when, like, everything is made behind closed doors. But now, when it comes to the public eye, people, like, they're going to push out what they want. Hey, look at us smiling. Look at us. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. That's why online, I've always been honest about mental health, depression. That's why when somebody told me in the last year that, man, something you said in your stories made me go seek therapy. I'm like, that's why you got to be open, because you never know. Like, you know, people seeing, you know, you have the strength, the courage to speak up about just being a human, having flaws. Mm-hmm. That can encourage somebody else who might not be comfortable to do that to finally do it.
Yeah.
That's why I always give a shout out to Joe Budden, because like I said, when I was going through my mental health and depression, like, his music is what helped me, because
it's therapeutic,
I'm like,
for you.
Yeah, because I'm like, damn, like, I don't really see a lot of black men speak on this. Mm-hmm. It's often the front, the facade, the fake, but he was open about mental health, wasn't it? And I'm like, it helped me.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, like, I always try to do that and just lead by example.
Yeah.
That I don't have to go online and just, oh, I'm the best, I'm amazing. No. Someday you just don't feel the best.
Right.
That's just normal. It's okay to just not wake up and feel great. And no, sometimes you just don't feel it.
And those moments are so, especially if people have a following, I feel like you have a moral duty to check in with the people and say, look, I know my life appears to be perfect, but it's not, and not to be like, woe is me. Mm-hmm. Because again, I know we talk about the teaching, the psychology, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But in all honesty, I feel like when you have a platform and you have a following, there is a, I feel like, a certain level of moral obligation. Of course, you're not entitled to, you don't have to do shit.
Mm-hmm.
But young people, you're talking about young people who are influenced by the things that you're posting, you know, I think they need to see, like, life isn't always perfect.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it fucking sucks.
100%.
But also, like, show, like, I can get through this. People keep forgetting about, like, actual real life. They be so glued to their phone, completely, you know, dismissing the real world. So I do believe that people who have maybe a large following and always with these pretty little pictures and da-da-da-da, they do need to kind of share, like, maybe, if they, especially if you have another story, the little stories, just say, like, you know, not my bad. They don't have to get, like, detail.
Yeah, but like,
oh, that messes with their image, you're
right. Exactly. That messed up their image. That messed up the likes. And that's why I said, man, before we get out, I want to give a shout out to somebody. Mm-hmm. I never met this person in life, you know, but she listened to the podcast. So hold on. I want to give a shout out to BK Rez, where, you know, she was,
she from Brooklyn?
I think so. Now, you know how you see people, or like, you see a post and like, you can kind of read in between the lines.
Yeah.
So she posted something last year. Like I said, I've never met her in person.
Yeah.
I don't know her like deeply, but it's just like, she posted a picture. She was pregnant and she put something about mental health.
Yeah.
And I kind of did like a light check-in. This was like 6 months ago and I just forgot I even checked in.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day she posted, now I want to put what she posted, because she said, mental health issues, pregnant.
Yeah.
And he checked in on me, and she posted me, tagged me, whatever. She said, he inspired me to do the same for others, be the change you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
He is also funny, you know, gotta give myself a pat.
You straight.
And she said, follow him.
Yeah.
Because I am grateful. So I want to give a hand clap. Man. Like I said, most times, like when I check in on strangers, I just do it and keep it moving.
Yeah.
And the fact I did this about 6, 7, like, I forgot I even checked in. Mm-hmm. And the fact that me checking in those 1 or 2 times, like, even stuck with her 6 months later.
Yeah.
And she just had the baby. I'm like, see, stuff. So that's why I said you never know, even checking on somebody once or twice, like what that means to certain people.
Yeah, my friend, quote unquote, Leon, checking on me. I feel like, say, young blood, you good? You know, yeah. I haven't heard from you. Just making sure you're straight, you know. So that's always a blessing to have people
check now, in. Now, I mean a genuine check-in. Like, don't check in before you start begging. We all know black folks, that, like, no the check-in before. Hey, how you doing?
I probably asked him for $20.
Nah, don't do that. But now, hold on. I do want to get to the last part of Homegirl message. So let's see what she had to say.
And that was still a person I shared X amount of years with, you know, created memories with, shared household with, got to share my kids with. So in my case, you know, I wouldn't put the negativity up. You know, maybe when we're at that point where it's more of a friendship, then something along those notes to announce certain announcements. But in my case, I don't see the point of that. I feel like it would affect more what we're trying to do now than...
I agree. So I want to give her a hand clap, man.
Brand new LCP.
Like said, everything she said, I agree with in relation to, you know, the family and wanting to keep things cordial. Now, like I said, yeah. I don't like the fact that people think like when you kind of mention a breakup, that it has to be negative, that it has to be something that's going to affect you guys' friendship. It don't gotta be.
Yeah,
you could just say something, you know, just like I said, for saying, man, you know, we was going through something, we just grew apart, we still friends, it's still great.
Yeah.
Like, just, so when you post something about the breakup, it don't gotta be
like this Megan piece and Devon. Of shit,
this motherfucker. Yeah, it don't gotta be that.
Yeah.
But like I said, because like you said before, early off mic, sometimes we get invested. If we, like, if I'm following a chick and I see this motherfucker every day.
Yeah.
And now it's like a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and I'm like, where he at?
Yeah.
I'm going through your story. Like, where is Terrence at? And now, next thing you know, next month, which happens a lot,
yeah.
Terrence is gone after 4 years. Now, a month later, oh, yeah, this is my boo, Chad. A month
later? That must be some holy divine healing. No, I'm just saying,
because, you know, now, when folks is hurt, when they need healing, a lot of folks, oh, the quickest way to move on is to another dick, is to some more pussy. And I'm like, it's okay to take the time to heal, to just take the time to decompress, because moving on to somebody else when you're not over the last person, it's just like, eh.
No judgment, but it used to
no
be
no judgment. I'm, yeah, sorry.
I mean, a little bit. I mean, I know a girl I went to high school with. I mean, as a grown woman, I mean, like, last few years, you know, I will see her, she'll have a dude, she's posting him, and bam, they out. And then it's like, couple of months later is a new bae, and then, you know, love of my life, and I'm just like, okay. And then, like, literally, I'm not even joking, it'll be like a couple of men she went through, and like, you just posting, I'm just like, no, like, what are you doing?
I mean, but
like, how can he, like, okay, that's not my business.
See, yeah, it's, but you know we're in the era of, if it's not posted, then it's not happening. So if I'm going through it, I got to post it. They got to see it. But as we all know, that's how the world works. That's how the world turns. But before we get out of here, man, I want to get back to ending the episodes with a little music, man. So my guy Nick Grant came out with a single last year, As the World Turns, which segues perfectly. So we're going to end it off with my guy Nick Grant. This is As the World Turns. Again, you guys can follow him on Instagram, Nick Grant, Spotify, Apple Music, Nick Grant, dope artist. He's from South Carolina by way of Atlanta. So, man, make sure you guys stay tuned and stay locked in. This is Nick Grant, As the World Turns.
On getting it paper as the world go round. Let's keep on getting it paper as the world go round. Why don't you tell me, won't you pull up, riding, sliding, vibing, nodding, gliding, popping, dozing, rolling, candy paint. Yeah. Pull up, riding, sliding, vibing, nodding, gliding, popping, dozing, rolling, candy paint.
NGSC trill, nigga. Cocaine flow, I'm still whipping. Pain in my gift, that's an ill mixture. Niggas freeze your frame like steel pitchers. Get the leaning on you like Bill Withers. Took time off, but they still mention me. Goat, nigga. Ho, nigga. Like Young Mike with the nose, nigga. Yeah, the competition can't stand the rain when I hit the mic like the fourth member. If it's about the green, all the choke niggas. If this shit a flick, it's a coke thriller. Got the heart of gold, she's a gold digger. If you see me with her, then it's goals, nigga. Thought he was your dog and he told, nigga. Yeah, they caught him singing like in Vogue, Pussy, money, power, all a nigga knows. You can keep your flowers, I just want the dough. Give your block a shower, granny watching soaps. Feel like Misty Cope, landing on my toes. Look at my account, man, this shit is gross. Carolina, baby, put it on my shoulders. Niggas got the powder, come and treat your nose. Blood, sweat, and tears, gave this shit my soul. Nigga, what you know?
Cool up, riding, sliding, vibing, nodding, gliding, popping, doughs, and rolling candy cane. Cool up, riding, sliding, vibing, nodding, gliding, popping, doughs, and rolling candy cane. They want it too bad. That paper won't last. They get it, then crash. That's good for your ass. Oh, yeah, they too bad. You talk like you bad. Your house made of glass. They going out too sad. Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up.
Riding, swerving, you know.
Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up.
All that player shit. Yeah.
I came from
Haiti.
Brand new LCP.